One of the biggest airlines in this country is flirting with one of its rivals. United Airlines is reportedly talking with Continental about a merger. Earlier this month, the talk was that United was courting U.S. Airways. In fact, United has attempted mergers with both carriers in the past, though it has always failed to close a deal. From Chicago, NPR's David Shaper has more on this familiar dance.
United has been itching to merge for years. A deal with U.S. Airways fell apart in 2001, and more recently, United tried and failed 2 years ago to get Continental to the altar. After the recent Delta-Northwest merger, U.S. Airways and Continental are still the only real choices out there for United. Former United executive Joe Sweeterman, now a transportation professor at Chicago's DePaul University, says the timing might be a little bit better this time around.
The economy's turning around, so we're seeing some of that macho, let's grow and do it fast again, and consolidation is the best ticket they can find.
And while each airline has its strengths, Sweeterman says talk of a merger with U.S. Airways already appears to be creating labor tension, and such a deal could have trouble getting antitrust approval.
So it's not nearly as attractive as Continental, which brings the big global hub out of Houston, which would shore up a real weakness of United, and that's north-south traffic into Mexico and Latin America. Continental is a real prize for that reason.
But just because United wants it doesn't mean it'll happen, says Michael Boyd of the aviation research firm Boyd Group International.
We understand that United has been banging on Continental's door like a teenage kid looking for a prom date for the past 3 years. So maybe this is one way of getting, you know, Continental jealous or something. But at the end of the day, the people running Continental, people running U.S. Airways will make a prudent choice, not an emotional one.
And Boyd says all of these airlines can survive and thrive without merging. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.